All right, we're coming back from recess 90 seconds. No, 270 seconds early. 180, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And we are here with the Stooks. Before we start, we discussed this a little. And Eddie Coxey has a lot over there in the same area as yours. And he had his lot appraised. His appraisal came in. He had 5.06 acres.
5.1.
Just over 5 acres at $18,000. And so we discussed before that the value was like $3,400 and some dollars per acre. And applying that to yours comes up to just under $25,000. So that's where we as a board kind of feel. We'll hear what you have to say. What I'm trying to say is we're thinking instead of the 32, down just below 25, 24.6 or something like that.
24.6?
Yeah.
As opposed to it was 32?
It was
30, like
32 right. On the books, I think.
Okay, but there was also a couple other ones sold. One sold at 14, and another one sold at 13.9. And the one at 13.9 was 5.35 acres, and the one at 14 was 6.52 acres.
So a couple, just so you understand how we have to operate. Uh-huh. A lot of times we're instructed not to use only foreclosures or bank sales as the only comparable sale. So because traditionally it's a bank trying to get rid of a property versus right. a willing buyer and a willing seller. So what we a lot of times rely on is appraisals. And that's why we chose that one for $18,000 for that 5 point whatever acres was because that was a certified appraisal giving us a per acre price, a current market value per acre price.
And yours was 7.2 or something like
the
that.
The two lots that you're talking about, were they foreclosure sales or bank sales or short sales?
Well, I mean, anything that's selling in there is.
Is,
the
right,
so.
It's.
We can't use a quick sale or this and that, so we had to use the appraisal that he actually had an appraiser go out and appraise the property.
Yeah.
If they appraised the property for a certain dollar value per acre, then that's what we use as a reference to go on.
Right.
Everything in the, everybody needs to be treated the same. And
right.
That's the way we do that, and we can so we have to use that.
Right. We're instructed by the state on how we can make decisions. And we got a nice little handout saying what we can and can't do and guidelines. And I understand the market. We're dealing with some subdivisions that all they've had is foreclosures. And
yeah.
How do you set a value when there's no appraisal done and then all they have is foreclosures or short sales?
And I understand that. There was one gentleman, you know his situation better than I do. You were telling me about him. Matt Stockett's brother, Eric?
No, oh, Adam.
Adam, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys have that, too. I gave it on the
okay.
Adam Stockett's.
Did he come in?
He came
Adam
in.
Canceled.
I don't know if he came in here. They redid it over there at the assessor's office. And his was dropped to, I think, a 22 value, 22,000. And he was also able to get his switch to agricultural.
Okay.
I've got
we need James
right
to
here.
Come in here and address that.
So my question is for are you doing the agricultural work on there? Are you?
Yeah, he did. There's agricultural work done on all the lots. They're all hayed out there.
Okay.
I mean, you can go out there and look at it. There's bales sitting on my lot right now.
Because that's something we
James,
do also.
If you're listening, we need you back in here.
He was waiting for a phone call, too.
Oh.
There was something else, though, with Adam. He came in here and talked to us. You remember that?
I remember him canceling. He didn't come in here.
Yeah, I don't think he was here.
We talked to Adam Stalkup, or one of the Stalkup boys, about some property that he had.
It's Adam. He has a lot down there.
Adam Stalkup was scheduled.
He canceled. Maybe I talked to him in the hall or somewhere. I visited with him about that, I'm sure. Unless I've got him mixed up with somebody else.
He's just a phone call. Did we set Eddie's at agriculture?
No, we did not.
Okay.
I don't know that Eddie's had any clear ground on it, though.
Just gotta wait a minute. The assessor will right in a second.
How much yours is worth? Because we had
a map view.
We had a plat of it there.
Click on someone around it.
Is it half, over half clear?
It's roughly half. I mean, that was.
That's residential 32.
All the empty area where the trees are is, they hay that.
This is mine right here.
Mm-hmm. And the rest is kind of a ditch.
Okay.
Can you guys see the lake from there, from your lot?
No.
If you climb a tree, can you?
You'd have to be a tall one.
That was one of the arguments that we heard. We had to climb on a tree to get to see the lake.
He said if you climb a tree and look real fast to the left, and the wind wouldn't blow in the leaves.
In the fall.
In the fall, you can see it.
Might get lucky, yeah.
They're all set the same, even irregardless of the size of the lot, though.
They're all set at $32,000, not a per acre price.
I think they just went straight through the whole thing and set them all that way.
Well, this has been reduced. This particular subdivision, 4 years ago, I think they were all 50s and 75s set, and then they dropped them. And I heard them say earlier that they had dropped them over 50%, and this is a different. This is dropping them some more.
James, right. They're having their property over here hay. They want to know about agriculture.
What did you do to Adam Stoll Hill?
We have to see an agriculture use.
They said it was hay.
It has bales of hay out there.
You can go take a picture right now if you want. They're all sitting there.
If we do something of that nature, we usually don't drop the value.
Well, this is based off the appraisal.
You had an
appraisal. No, appraisal using the same ratio that Eddie had, and then it being baled.
Eddie didn't have it, though, so he didn't have any.
He didn't have agriculture use, but he had the appraisal.
But there was another guy out there that had both. He had it reduced and the agricultural.
How did you do Adam Stockfield? That's what they're doing going back.
Can you do a search for that?
We'll just have to look, guys. There's been so many I can.
It was up.
You find it?
I told him. Mm-hmm. I thought it was that.
What's it valued at?
I think there's two.
Stockup. Yep. Oh, 098, yeah, that's it. Math. Okay, it's at 22,000 agriculture, 5.3 acres.
That's in line with what you got.
With what we're talking about. 20.
Yeah, that's what we're in line with what we're talking
about. Yeah, if we go to 24.6 with agriculture.
22, see.
Could we throw a quick picture up of Adams, please? He's got the barn on his. Where it
well, starts. All of it is a farm. Yeah. Or they're farming all of it anyway.
Just to keep myself clean with the state, guys, the ways there's laid, I would have to go half and half on your agriculture because you're half timber. That's yours?
No, that's his.
Look at that big chunk of.
Yeah, but his barn is where they store hay. I've hauled hay out of that barn. Yours is...
Well, they have it stored. It's completely full, and right now the remaining is laying on the ground because there's a lot more than what... Sorry about that. What fits in that barn.
Whatever this board wants to do, because just looking at the map, you can see it's half timber.
But I have seven acres, though, so it's...
It's a big, huge ditch.
It's comparable to what he is... Able to hay
so 24.6 is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what we.
We got. We all agree on that.
Right.
And your recommendations is
half ag and half
ag and half residential. Okay.
Which is going to lower it a lot.
Still going to lower it a lot. Yes.
But I, like I say, I want to keep myself in defense with the state on use of property.
Matter of fact, it wouldn't hurt anything to took some pictures if they've got hay on it now, because it won't be hay on it if they. They pull it up as one of the lots that they would pull up, and it didn't have any pictures to prove, hey, we'd be in trouble on it as far as...
Yeah, you can go out there. There's hay all over.
Okay. Take a photo of it.
Okay.
You want us to do that and bring it in too?
Have it in, we'll just have it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because if the state pulls it, they're going to recommend. And well, I wouldn't mind having one myself.
Can we kind of split the difference with you and go? What?
Get a picture.
Yeah, we can get a picture.
That would be 50-50 split, ag versus residential.
And we're still lowering the value. So you're still
from his, though, which was 22.
Well,
see, he's getting full agriculture. We would just be getting half. And his value is at 22, and ours would be pushed up to 24. So can we not meet you on the value halfway, like at 23?
We have to do the acreage pretty well the same. He's got five, they've got seven. I mean, 24.
I mean.
But ours is a huge, giant ditch, though, on that backside. It's not a.
A ravine, not buildable or something? Or?
It's like a creek ravine thing that it just goes whoop. You can never build back there. That's the reason it's set seven, not five.
Do you want to have an obsolescence factor and leave the agricultural off of it?
I think she wants everything.
I know what I'm saying.
You got to try.
Well, I know you're trying.
I'm looking for the best deal that we can make for you.
I know you are.
And
we respect whatever you guys can do.
If we can consider an obsolescence factor, if it goes right down the middle of your life, which it looks like.
I don't think I want to get into that. I think the 24-6 is really is in line with an appraisal that is defendable with the state. I think that's the thing. And then the agricultural zoning or the agricultural distinction is really an assessor's discretion.
It's pretty obvious. I mean, this ain't one you can guess. And look at the map.
All right. I'm gonna move with the assessor's recommendations here and set the value at 24.6 and 50 residential, 50% agriculture distinction.
That's going to be the best we can do. I'm just trying to look at any way we can help you out and keep ourselves. If the state comes down here and pulls your lot, and everybody else in the county suffers from it, that doesn't speak well of this Board of Equalization. So we're just going to try to do the best we can. You're getting half the ag, which is going to cut it way down. And then the
you don't like that?
The average
no,
lot.
Okay.
The average dollar per lot, that's set for the whole.
Hey, Jeff, you were supposed to say no.
Huh?
You were supposed to say no.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, we understand. You do what you have to do, but as long as it's fair, that's what's important to us.
Did you make a motion?
I made the motion, sitting there by itself with no second.
I'll second.
There we go.
Old Jeff did that, I wasn't for it at all.
Sounds like
we're fixing to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, exactly. I hate to put pressure on you, Danny.
We have a motion and a second on the floor pertaining to BOE number 0887 that says lower the appraised valuation to $24,600 split equally between agriculture and residential. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Within 5 days, you all will receive a letter that says what we've just done.
Okay.
Included in it is information if you want to pursue it to the State Tax Commission. They will hear you here, and you can present your evidence, and they may or may not lower it. They may raise it. So you can take your chances if you choose to.
Yeah. Do you still want us to bring a picture?
Yes.
Okay.
And just leave it with my appraisal office.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
That'd be great.
Thank you, guys.
50-50.
12% ag, 19%. Oh. Is there anything else we want to discuss?
We're here.
I want the county to get their money's worth with us $75 a day, guys. Only today's $40.
So hey, today's only 40?
Half day.
We made a distinction?
I don't know.
These guys got $20 worth of cake. You the one turned it down.
Hey, that's all right.
I've got a dinner date with myself.
I bet it'll be a great conversation.
If we have nothing else to discuss, we'll stand in recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.